Pakistan on Tuesday condemned recent comments by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, calling them a reckless provocation and a threat to regional peace, following a speech delivered by Modi during a campaign event in Gujarat. The Pakistani Ministry of Foreign Affairs criticized the Indian leader's hate-driven invocation of violence, saying it lacked the decorum expected of a nuclear state's head of government. These remarks violate the principles of the United Nations Charter, the ministry said in a statement. Member states are obligated to resolve disputes peacefully and to refrain from the threat or use of force. Islamabad alleged that Modi's comments were an attempt to distract from what it described as ongoing human rights abuses and demographic changes in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJK. The statement further said Pakistan's contributions to UN peacekeeping and global counterterrorism efforts speak louder than any hostile soundbite. It also accused the Indian government of promoting extremism through majoritarianism, religious intolerance, and the systematic disenfranchisement of minorities. While reiterating its commitment to peace and sovereign equality, Pakistan warned that any threat to its security would be met with a firm and proportionate response, citing Article 51 of the UN Charter. Islamabad urged the international community to take note of what it described as India's escalating rhetoric, which it said undermines regional stability and the prospect of lasting peace. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi warned Pakistan during a speech, saying its people must choose peace or be ready for a strong response. Live in peace and eat your bread, or my bullet is ready, he said while speaking at a rally in Bhuj, Gujarat, on his 11th year in office. Modi spoke about India's progress, saying the country has passed Japan to become the world's fourth largest economy. He then attacked Pakistan, saying, India believes in tourism, but Pakistan sees terrorism as tourism. That's dangerous for the world. He also said Indian forces had destroyed Pakistani airbases after past attacks, and claimed that when Pakistan targeted civilians on May 9, India answered with double the force. This is not the first time Modi has made such strong and threatening statements about Pakistan. Last week he said Pakistan will not get water from rivers over which India has rights, upping the rhetoric in a standoff over water access triggered by a deadly attack in EOJK. Pakistan will have to pay a heavy price for every terrorist attack. Pakistan's army will pay it. Pakistan's economy will pay it, Modi said at a public event in Rajasthan.